I put together a presentation for this meeting back a couple weeks ago, but actually last night I was walking around town and I felt the need to maybe change some of the content of my talk. And let me get into it and I'll explain why I changed the talk. I figured I was the last person to speak and virtually everything that needed to be said was probably going to be said. And I like Carl, I agree with everything. But I'll maybe add an extra point or two. I was supposed to represent the departments in the Northeast, and I really can't do that. They're very different. In the Northeast, you know, we have, compared to the West and Southwest, slow population growth. We do have a very diverse population, although central Pennsylvania is not the most diverse part of the world. We're also the wealthiest, but that's certainly pockets of wealth within the Northeast. We have a mix of small and large departments, and maybe a couple of large departments and lots of small departments. And I really think there's lots more opportunities for sharing of resources that are available that really haven't taken place. We have, in spite of Penn State being what I'd consider a moderate or fairly large department, just like the small departments, we really have a challenge in meeting the needs of teaching in some of our disciplinary programs. For instance, for 7 years as department head, I've struggled to find an instructor for insect taxonomy or systematics. I'm in a department of entomology. We now have 24 faculty, which is the largest we've ever been. We've hired 10 people in the last 7 to 8 years. Out of those 10 people, we've had 3 advertised searches. The other 7 have been the result of opportunities, or as maybe Sheridan Quisenberry would have described it, cluster hires. We've embraced opportunities, and I think it's made us a stronger department, but we still have needs to teach specific courses, and that's been a personal struggle of mine. If I went to our dean and said, I need to hire a taxonomist, it would go in his circular file. If I go in with the idea of an opportunity in a cutting edge area or an area to build strength within our college across the campus, I'll get a yes. We've been smart in saying yes. Otherwise, we would be a department of 15 or 16 faculty instead of 24 today. So with that said, let me go off to why I changed the point of my talk. Last night, as I was walking around town, and I grew up in San Diego for a few years of my childhood, and I realized the community is very different than it was when I was there as a child. And across country, diversity is an important issue for us to consider. Nationwide, we're about 27% non-white. When I come to our ESA meetings, to be frank, we don't look like the rest of the population as a whole. And I think we have a commitment as department heads in particular to do what we can to make our discipline more diverse. I always hear the challenges, well, there's not enough students. There's very few African American students or Hispanic students, so the applicant pool is too small. But we can go around and around in circles on this unless we're really committed to changing this and have our discipline represent the population as a whole. I don't have any magic solution to this, but sometimes we have to look outside the traditional hiring pools, outside of entomology, into some of the disciplines that might be a little bit more diverse. So with the help of Jim Harper's salary survey information that he puts together every year, and I had access to some of those numbers last night, and I could look at to see if our diversity of students is changing over time. And I had some of this information before. The good news is, from 9 years ago, we are almost 3-4 times as many non-white students as we were. I think that's great. I was actually surprised it's changed that much, but the composition is about 14% among domestic PhD students. I took out the sort of the international students and just concentrated on domestic students on that. So that's the good news. We're getting more diverse among our students. The ethnic composition of tenure track faculty is certainly less than the student population. It's less than 10%. But I want to offer some good news here. And the good news is if you look at it by rank, full professor, where we still have most of our faculty, where there's going to be a lot of new hires as people begin to retire, is fairly small numbers in terms of non-white. You get to assistant professor, you can see there's been a change. It's up to 17%. So as department heads, we really have a responsibility to make sure we mentor and we can retain and promote those faculty through the years. So this is just final comment of encouragement. We're making changes, but I think we can continue to do more. Last point is diversity is important. We've talked mostly about the types of people we need to hire, but we should also consider who we're hiring during that process as well. So thank you, Steve.